Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and Conversation Radio, brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Wax. Thank you for joining us. We are so excited and so happy to have you with us on this first day of May. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy, and just kick back as we inspire and uplift your lives. We are going to continue this entire year of 2022 being intentional in every facet of our lives, and we're going to help you all do the same. Here's Mary Mary with Get Up right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
W Mind Block Radio. Turn it up. For sound.
Now
Hi, this is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Mandisa with Overcomer, and you are tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. 1 John 5:4 declares, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this
is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I want to tell you that you are an overcomer. For the past few weeks, I've been rewatching a powerful movie called Overcomer. I love it so much because it reminds me that even though I've experienced loss, setbacks, challenges, etc., God still sees me as a victor. I am not a victim of my past or even my present condition. What things may look like now will not always be. And I want to challenge you to join me this month with writing affirmations to decree and declare over your life. I get it. There's so much that's been going on. You feel like you're losing. You feel like you are drowning. You know, you get one setback, you hit one loss, you get another person who's doing this, and you have this opportunity where you've lost someone unexpectedly, but you are still an overcomer. No matter what life throws your way, you are an overcomer. So again, I want to challenge you this month to write affirmations to decree and declare over your life. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So drown out the negativity, and let's begin to speak life and what the Word of God says about us. When we do that, we truly give ourselves a fresh start. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And yes, we are truly overcomers. Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. So we hope that you are richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do, and that is to live your life on purpose with purpose. Here's Donald Lawrence and company with Back to Eden, and Charles Jenkins featuring Leandria Johnson with Grace on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, He made a feeling. It was His plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted, the tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's invisible, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal.
Tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody.
Let's get back to Eden.
that right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at?
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
to me.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. You can win with patience and self-control. So look, I don't know if you've seen the movie The Wiz. It's a movie from back in the 70s based on The Wizard of Oz. And Michael Jackson, the singer, the pop singer, he played this character, the Scarecrow. And remember the Scarecrow, I don't know if you remember in The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz, where the Scarecrow, he wanted a brain. And the Scarecrow was like a nervous wreck. Like everything that moved was just like, it just made him anxious. And there were these crows that picked on him and bullied him. And he broke out into song and he sang this song, "You Can't Win." Okay, look, I know I don't sound like Michael Jackson, but you can't win. He felt so defeated because he felt like he could never win. He was always anxious. He always felt like someone was picking on him or picking at him. He was a scarecrow. I mean, you know, that's what happens. Crows land on them and they might pick at them to see if they're real people or whatever, but they're supposed to be scared of him, not the other way around. But anyway, I'm here to tell you that with patience and self-control, you can win. Some of us act like the scarecrow. We forget the kind of power that we have, that we're actually there to serve a purpose. Like the scarecrow was in the middle of this field to scare the crows away, but he felt helpless. Sometimes we might feel like that. And when we don't exercise patience and self-control and remember who we are in Christ, then we allow any wind that blows to just stir us up and send us into a tizzy. So look, I'm a sports mom too, and sometimes we go to games and it is bananas. I mean, parents are just acting all, okay, I don't want to get into it, but yes, sometimes we can do the fool for real, y'all. We can get upset with refs and we can get upset with other parents and we can get upset with plays that are being called or whatever, not called. And we just lose it, y'all. And we forget that this is a kid's game. And we forget that, you know, there's some self-control that we should exercise. And then we can see the results that we want if we're just patient, you know? Same with relationships. Same with any old thing. Look, I was with some of my sisters this past Saturday. And y'all, I'm telling you, we all had different opinions about how things should go. And it was just like, okay, y'all, just, we know we're tired, we're ready to go. But a little patience can just send us very far. Like, we can really win. We can get to things and places that we're looking to get to a lot sooner with patience and self-control. So, you know, I got to bring some scripture into it. Proverbs 16:32 says, "Patience is better than strength. Controlling your temper is better than capturing a city." So, as Christians, y'all, I know we want to say something, because let me tell you, last week, oh my goodness, I was in some places and some people had some attitudes and were doing some things. And when I tell you, Lord, I'm not even one to go off on people. I tell you, I wanted to, and I was really close to it. I kind of maybe did say a little something, but that's not right, y'all. We all have to practice patience and self-control. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's important. Both of them, fruit of the Spirit, okay? We got to practice patience and self-control because we won't get the results that we want to see without them. There are better ways to handle situations than going off on someone, okay, or losing our temper. We got to seek God. We got to pray about it. We got to go to scripture if we want to win. All right, y'all? That's your Renewed Heart segment.
This week is Teacher Appreciation Week. That's right. This is the week that we set aside every May to recognize and celebrate all of those wonderful educators in this country. So, Joy Seekers, we want you to share how they have influenced your life. Listen in for our Question of the Day segment and call into the show. The number is 563- 3456. With incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Bloom.
K-Classic.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gon' be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it.
that's how I do it. Not in the stars, I'm not lucky, I just pray through it. Fall on my face and I might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way.
Into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, as we celebrate 11 years of We Talk Radio. Thank you for supporting us each and every day by tuning in to each of our shows. And speaking of BB and CC Winans and Mary Mary, they had a phenomenal versus battle with together, and it was just awesome. So if you didn't catch it on YouTube or any of the other social media platforms, I promise you, you will get your whole life and you will be so blessed. It was funny, had you excited, had you crying. It was so awesome.
All right, joy seekers, it is time for the question of the day. This week is Teacher Appreciation Week. What impact have educators had in your life? Call in now and tell us. The number is 563-999-3456.
All righty. Well, you know, we can just kind of kick it off, Deanne, and let people know how our what our thoughts are, especially because we are lovers of education. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of go in stages and just give you brief scenarios, and then hopefully we have some wonderful listening joy seekers who would like to share their experiences. But at any rate, elementary school, Miss Niblett, she was my third grade teacher, loved being in her class. She was amazing. She really was a great teacher. She was very inspirational. And I think I had one more. I had a lot of teachers that were influential, but Ms. Niblett, my third grade teacher, she stands out. And then I had another teacher at the time. Her name was Ms. Brittenham, but she got married, and her name is Ms. Flake now. And she was awesome. Just really cool and laid back, English language arts teacher. she was the teacher that everybody always wanted to, you know, hang out with. She didn't play, but she definitely was cool. I'm going to move on to middle school. Middle school, I love music. I love to sing. I play an instrument, but my instrument is more my voice. So Miss Beverly Hirsch was my choir teacher, where I was in musicals and show choir and all of that kind of stuff, did solo ensemble, everything. She really helped me to find my voice, really speak up, speak out for myself. And last but not least, high school, Miss Parrott, who was my U.S. history, AP U.S. history teacher, and my Spanish teacher. She was phenomenal, really, really was amazing. Miss Arnold, it was just so many teachers that were influential in my life, but the most influential for college was Dr. Carrie Criado. She was the one who helped me to get through my time at SMU as a broadcast journalism major. Had there not been Dr. C, there would be no Brand New Day Emily. So those are educators that really impacted my life, and it's just, it'd be too long for me to talk about all of them. I'd start crying.
Well, oh, well, you have a great memory. I'm going to first of all. But, you know, honestly, I'm trying to think. In grade school, I remember most of my teachers, my homeroom teachers, specifically their names. I guess because I went to so many different schools, I just really don't know if that's it, or I had some educators that impacted my life. I can't say they all were educators that were in the schools that I went to school at, but they were, you know, influential in my life. However, let's see, in fourth grade, I guess I would say Miss Masterson's, she was one of my teachers who, when I found out what multiple sclerosis was, MS, she was the teacher, she was diagnosed with MS. And I remember in fourth grade, because I only stayed at the school for 1 year, and I was in one classroom at the beginning of the year, a mainstream class, and then they moved me to tag. And I remember us crying like a little baby, like, because she had MS. And we didn't know what MS meant. Like, we were just kind of, but she made it sound like it was just, I know that it's very devastating. I have a friend who has MS. I know it is a, you know, a very serious disease. But at the time, we just thought she was about to die tomorrow. So we were just all, like, hugging her and crying. And so I remember Miss Masterson. And then in fifth grade, actually my friend who has MS, I met her in fifth grade, our teacher, Mrs. Cooper. I think she was my first Black teacher since preschool that I had. And even at predominantly Black school, she was my first Black teacher. And she was very stern. It was like, girl, y'all better da-da-da-da-da. But she was looking out for us. And, you know, Miss Cooper, and then from there, that was fifth grade. And then I know some other teachers that I really enjoyed in middle school, fifth through eighth grade. And then ninth through 12th, oh, goodness, who? I don't know. I guess I would say Miss Bothrop, and there's some people that I actually follow on social media now that, you know, they were our teachers, and it's like, wow, now we're friends on social media. That's kind of weird. But, yeah, my psychology teacher, she was great. And then in college, now Emily, I remember how people were, but I don't remember anybody's name. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't know why. I'm like, they stood out to me. But you know, I guess one of the things that hindsight is 2020. But and Mrs. Witt in eighth grade, Mrs. Witt was from New Orleans. She had that Southern accent, baby. She did not play with them grades. She graded like a college professor in eighth grade. So closeies only count in horseshoes. That was where I learned that. So, yeah, she graded very hard. I love Miss Witt. But, I don't remember. I think that there were just so many influential people at home and at church that school part, I don't know. I love my teachers. I was a good student.
Yeah, ours too. I wasn't that student that my teachers had to worry about and to be called to the office. I remember when there was a time that I was, I think, in elementary school where I thought I was in trouble, and I just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried, and I didn't get sent to the office, but just the idea of the possibility of getting sent to the office, especially for something I didn't even do or whatever, it was just a lot. It was so funny to me now, but it wasn't then. And then I'm telling on myself. In kindergarten, you know how kids like to pick on you, right?
Yeah.
I was in kindergarten. This little boy wanted to, keep messing with me and stuff. And I kept telling him to stop. He would not stop. So I had to help him understand. I don't advocate violence. I don't advocate fighting, but I pushed, I popped him in his nose. But
wow.
I was kind because I took him to the nurse.
Oh.
After I, so I extended compassion. But girl, we both got in trouble. So at least my teacher was equitable in her. And her decision to punish us. We had to both be in the corner. I know they don't do that anymore, but back in our day, the corner was the punishment.
That was the punishment. Yeah, you know, the corner. that was the first line of punishment. And then if you kept acting up, there was more to come. But yeah, I don't think I saw the corner, but I definitely know about the corner.
I saw the corner. That was the last day I saw the corner.
I bet it was. Because, you know, we didn't play. That's why I don't understand why some of these kids play today. Because I'm like, some of y'all parents got the corner. How is it that y'all acting up today? Because I know I've seen y'all parents in the corner. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe y'all got too much corner and y'all needed something else. But that's a whole other topic on a whole other day. Like, have you seen that meme where it's like, yeah, obviously you've never been held by the arm and whipped in a circle, spanked in a circle. You know, hey, that's a whole nother day. That's a whole nother topic. But, you think that all the corners that some people saw growing up, that our kids today would be in a whole different frame of mind.
Absolutely, girl, absolutely. And so here's the thing. My thing is that, okay, for those of you who have never listened to Brand New Day, Emily, I am also in education. I am a teacher. And so Teacher Appreciation Week is very, very important because I want you guys, Joy Seekers, we want you guys to understand that without a teacher, would there be a doctor? Would there be a lawyer? Would there be a business person? Would there be an entrepreneur? Would there be? Someone had to instruct you on how to do something. So whether you matriculated through high school and then went to vocational school or cosmetology or whatever you did, or you went to, somebody taught you along the way. So we want to encourage you to appreciate those who instructed you in your life. So during this week, we want you to reflect back on the teachers that impacted your life the most. What did you gain from them? How did that person change your life? And, you know, sometimes we have some not so good experiences with our teachers. Nobody's perfect. But how did that change your life in a way that you move forward? On this show, we try not to lean into the negativity and not lean into the bad things because we know that the bad things can help us to come to a place of resolution. And this is that show. We try to come to places of resolution here on Brand New Day, Emily. So think about who's impacted your life and kind of maybe write down, maybe send them, if you know how to get in contact with them, send them a thank you card. Send them, you know, if they're on social media and you're following them, send them an inbox or post something, but be appreciated. You know, it costs nothing to say thank you. It costs nothing to say thank you. I remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a student at my school that I helped them prepare for college scholarships, their interviews with different colleges. And she didn't, she wasn't one of my personal students, but she thanked me for helping her. She placed a thank you card in my box, and that absolutely made my day, and I really appreciated that. And so, like, again, I said, thank you cards or thank you notes or saying thank you is free. Do it, because you never know whose life you may be helping out by actually saying thank you. That person might have needed that. So, Deanne, what are your kids going to do for Teacher Appreciation Week? What do y'all have planned to do?
Well, we usually, our school usually celebrates Teacher Appreciation Week a little bit later, and honestly, maybe they will celebrate it this week. I don't know. We haven't gotten any news yet. We usually celebrate it a little bit later only because a lot of the grade levels, they travel throughout the spring, and so we just don't know. I mean, sometimes they might be gone, and we want everybody to be able to participate. But I know one of the things that actually our third grade teacher, her birthday was just last week, so I was, like, looking at stuff, and I was thinking, oh, wait, no, we got to wait for teacher appreciation for that. Usually our class gets together, our homeroom moms, our homeroom parents, we see, you know, what's on the teacher's favorite things list. So if y'all have a favorite things list out there, you know, look into that. Ask if you don't have one at your school or you're not aware of it, ask the homeroom parents or ask your principal or someone at the school or even a teacher. Like, what's some of your favorite things? And maybe as a class, especially if you are financially strapped right now, waiting on your income tax to roll through, whatever the case is, maybe you all can go in. Because, hey, I'm telling you, like, they tripping at the IRS. But anyway, you can go in together on something. You know, gift cards, in my opinion, I think teachers do like the homemade gifts, especially from the little kids, the little cute, I love you, you know, things like that. But I'm just going to be real. I like gift cards. I like to be able to spend money. Teachers like gift cards. They like to be able to spend money on things that they like. Get together, group up. You know, those are the things that we do. You know, if the teacher wants a massage, I used to do Groupon. Is it Groupon? Yeah, Groupon. They would have those little $5 tickets to Studio Movie Grill. I would just email up to the teachers for the teachers, like, every year. Well, sometimes one thing that I lose a lot is socks. I might, like, especially during the holidays or Teacher Appreciation Day, if there's something they're doing daily, gifting the teacher, I might do bundles of socks and their favorite soda and their favorite candy or something like that, and just treat them like that. Like, you know, you could buy a pack of socks and give every teacher that, you know. It doesn't, because sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, oh, you got more than a homeroom teacher, you got specials, you have all these different teachers. Get packs of things, like packs of socks, packs of whatever it is, and then maybe, like, to that homeroom teacher, give them something a little extra, you know. And that's how we kind of do it. You know, I think the gift cards go a long way. I'm just going to be real. I'm very practical when it comes to the gifts. Because I give people what I want to get. And
absolutely,
like I say, I'm not saying that the kit cards from the kids aren't cute, because they do. They're memorable. Eventually, I'm going to want some nice things, too. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
And I would think that's what y'all want, Emily.
Yeah, but I am saying I do recognize that a lot of our families and a lot of our children may not be as financially impactful. You definitely want to, you know, if you listen,
mm-hmm.
if you know you've been bad all year long,
mm-hmm.
if you've been giving Miss R or Miss S or Mr. Richards a problem all year long, you know, you need to at least write them a thank you letter and let them know, you know what, I've been there. I've been doing XYZ in your class, and I appreciate the correction you have been giving me, the teaching mm-hmm. you've been doing mm-hmm. for me, and I'm going to do better from here on
yeah.
out.
Yeah. And one of the things that our teacher likes on her, because they do have an option, like, for a non-monetary gift. And one of the things she likes is words of affirmation. You know, sometimes we have talked to the teachers throughout the year, and the conversations are, now I hope our teacher knows that we love her. But we haven't always had conversations that were easy, you know. And so sometimes just saying, you know what, thank you, because we know you really do love our babies at the end of the day. But sometimes, you know, we might not see eye to eye on everything, but everything that we do is for the best interest of the kids. And so just saying that, you know, that goes a long way. And that, an email, you know, or just being honest. I really, honestly, we really, it's been a tough season for us, but we just want to let you know that we love you. Or let the kid put a card together. Or, you know, like I said, go in as a class. Hey, class, I mean, this is the year of transparency. If we done been through COVID and all that, folks know if you ain't got nothing. Look, we don't have to front. If you really don't have it right now, just say, hey, you know, class, I'd like to be able to do something. I know a few other parents might like to do something too. Is it possible that we can come up with some things together to do? I'm not trying to take advantage. I just want to be able to do something nice because this teacher has been good to our kids all year. And, you know, those types of things go a long way. They really do. Even if it's a pizza party for the class, even if it's a, you know, today, you know, because last week when we did our birthday, and let me tell you, no, I'm not going to say that, but when we did our birthday treat for the teacher, we got her nothing but cakes together, but we also got the kids some cupcakes. So do something for the class, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Because and you can go in, I'm just saying, go in together and be honest and transparent with people if you know them. And that's the importance also of one of the things that we've gotten away from in schools is the village concept. And I know that COVID has exacerbated that, but we really got to get back to that, especially now because, I mean, gas prices are rising, grocery prices are rising. And we have to depend on each other. So we got to be real transparent about our situations. Don't take advantage of the situation, but just let people know we understand where you are, you know. So work together on that teacher gift. Draw a big poster. Do a big montage. You don't have to. I'm serious. Work together.
Absolutely. Scripture tells us two are better than one.
Surely.
So make sure you take good care of the teachers, the educators in your lives this week. And do us a favor. Go to our social media platforms, Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and tell us how you have been impacted by educators. And not only that, take it a step further. What you plan to do before the end of this school year to show your teachers how much you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on all social media platforms. So check us out.
Send them
all right. Well, thank you, Joy Seekers, for listening to us as we reflect back on the impact of our educators. I want you to listen every week because every week from here on out, we will have a question of the day. We will post it 2 days prior on our social medias. Platform so you can take an opportunity to really reflect and think about it and then call in and talk to us about it, all right? So in dedication to our amazing teachers, here's Avery Sunshine with I Got Sunshine right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
No gas is in my tank, and I've got myself to
for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. May is National Stroke Awareness Month and is an opportunity for us to review the signs, symptoms, and risks for stroke. After a stroke, minutes matter. If you are with someone who may be experiencing a stroke, use the letters B-E-F-A-S-T to spot it so you can get help as soon as possible. B, balance. Does the person have trouble walking or is feeling dizzy or experiencing loss of coordination or balance? E, eyes. Is the person experiencing trouble seeing in one or both eyes? F, facial drooping. Does one side of the face droop or does it feel numb? Ask the person to smile. Is the smile uneven? A, arm weakness. Is one arm weak or feel numb? Ask the person to raise both arms. Do you see a downward drift of their arms? S, speech. Does the person's speech sound normal? Is there any slurring of their words or incomprehensible words, sounds when they try to speak? T, time. It is time to call 911. Do not delay. Make a note of when the symptoms started. What time was the person last, quote unquote, normal? Here are other signs and symptoms of a stroke. Numbness or weakness of face, arm, or legs, especially on one side more than the other, can be signs of stroke. Confusion. The person may have problems speaking or difficulty understanding speech. Trouble seeing. There may be problems with the person's vision, including blurred vision, inability to peripherally see on one side, difficulty reading, or not being able to see letters or words. Trouble walking. Dizziness, loss of coordination or balance can be signs of stroke. Severe headache, sudden onset of a severe thunderclap headache of an unknown cause is another sign of a stroke. Most of the symptoms for stroke are the same for men and women. However, women sometimes experience generalized weakness, disorientation, confusion, or memory loss, fatigue, nausea, or vomiting. Here are the common risk factors for stroke: hypertension or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood sugar, physical inactivity, obesity, smoking, chewing tobacco, atrial fibrillation or AFib, and heart disease. Poor diet that includes processed foods or foods high in trans fat, saturated fat, are also a factor. You can reduce your risk for stroke by making healthy choices, from not smoking to eating nutritious food and engaging in an active lifestyle. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more. That's our Live Smart segment.
Inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Hey there, joy seekers. We just want to remind you that beginning this month, we are starting a new segment. Now, if you listen to our show with gospel songstress Kim Washington, you know she has a new song out called I See It. Hey! Well, God has been real good to us, real good. Even in the midst of an international pandemic, wars, horrendous gas prices, and we have been able to see some people work hard and stay committed to tasks that they've been assigned.
So over the next few months, we are going to recognize those who have made significant accomplishments that are flying under the radar. We're going to give you your props in the I See You segment. We see you. Others may not see you or give you credit that you deserve, but we're going to give you your flowers right now. So listeners, help us out. Send us an email to brandnewdayemily@gmail.com to recognize someone, male or female, no matter the age, so we can let them know we see it, we see you.
Yes, there are so many people out here doing amazing things, and we want to encourage you. If you're one of those people, or if you know one of those people, make sure you send your email to brandnewdayemily@gmail.com. Not only do we want to recognize those who deserve it, we also want to share what you're doing to receive accolades and to post it, to share it with our listening audience. You never know. Someone may just be in need of your services or may be in a position to further your dreams.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And we want you to know that this is really important to us. We want you to know that this segment is like a whole vibe for us. We really want to make sure that we give props to those who are doing amazing things. So make sure that you find a shout out. So lock it in through our email. Here's hometown Dallas, Fort Worth local own Andrea Williams with Becoming New.
Becoming New. Own and drown and drink from your mouth and all things becoming new. Own and dying, no more lying, all things becoming true. Own and drown and drink from your mouth and all things becoming new. Own and dying, no more lying, all things becoming true.
If you knew me back then,
back then,
I'm a new person now.
Now
I was lost.
With humanity, the gravity to establish the beginning of becoming offspring. I heard about the pieces of clay that fade away when my God wind blows. Who gave us one from zero, created something from nothing? Ex nihilo, we go wherever he go, go, go.
Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
see you with Abide, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for one of my favorites, the Fearless Family segment with D.N. Lax.
Good evening, Fearless Families. I am coming to you tonight, hoping that you're doing well, first of all. Let me say that. I pray that you are doing fantabulous. And I want to come to you tonight with the message, think before you speak. So, you know, I always have to say my messages with so, because I feel like I'm talking to my friends, y'all. Y'all are my friends. So I just want to say that sometimes as parents, and maybe not for everybody, but I will say for me, that sometimes it can be hard to just be quiet sometimes and to think before we speak. And I know we tell our kids that often, like, think before you speak. Don't just say things out of turn. Don't just say things just at the top of your head or whatever. You know, to actually rationally think things out. Maybe even say a little prayer before you say them and then speak. James 1:19 says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Proverbs 25:8 says, don't jump to conclusions. There may be a perfectly good explanation for what you just saw. And Proverbs 29:20 says, there is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. Oh, goodness sake, y'all. When I tell you, these scriptures are talking to me. Because sometimes I know that, you know, sometimes we'll jump to say something to our kids, like not really hearing them out. And then we're like, hey, but I told you, you know, and sometimes we don't really hear because we think that they've already done what we're saying not to do or to do, or, you know, and it's like we just really don't give them a chance to speak for themselves sometimes. Or even with our spouses, like if you're married, you might say something and you think that you're saying it and you're not really thinking about what has just been said to you, whether or not you're responding correctly. And so then you get into these kind of little spats or, you know, disagreements about things that are, that seem like a misunderstanding, but really y'all are on the same page. Or it could be on social media. You may get on some thread and, or you may view something and you may think you have a totally different opinion, but you're actually saying the same thing. And sometimes we're so quick to speak and to defend what we have on our mind that we're really not reading what someone else is saying, or we're not hearing what our kids are saying. You could be saying, hey, go brush your teeth, go put your clothes on, and your kid could already be dressed and you not know it. But we're so quick to just move our mouths, move our minds, move and just say things and not really think about what we're saying and not really say, Lord, just, okay, let me be quiet for a minute. Because after a while, you know, well, I'm going to be honest, when I'm dressed or when I'm doing something or when I'm saying something that somebody's already telling me to do, I'm like, okay, I need y'all to hush. Like, you know, you already know what kind of attitude you have. So let's think when we're talking to others in the same way, when we're on social media, let's read the things that people are saying before we jump to conclusions. When we're talking to our spouses or our friends or those we're in a relationship with, let's listen to what that person has to say, maybe even repeat what they are saying so that we can have a good understanding of what's being said and be able to communicate. And when we're talking to our children, let's give them the same respect that we want in communicating with them. All of these things that I'm talking about thinking before we speak, they actually play a significant role in the development of our children. And I'm going to be the first to say that I'm guilty of not always, my major is communication, that's sad too. Sometimes I don't always think before I speak, but I'm trying. So y'all, everybody, we got to do better, you know. Lord, help me to control my tongue. Help me to say the things that I need to say when I need to say them. And I'm praying for y'all too. Lord, help us to all do and say the things that we need to say before we do and say them. Let us think about you first. And then if there's a need to say something, then give us the words to say, Father. All right, y'all. I pray y'all have a magnificent week, magnificent evening, and be blessed. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. Child, that was for me indeed. Sometimes people be doing too much.
I know.
And you just want to just give them a piece of my mind. But you don't want to give anybody a piece of your mind. Don't give people that much power, that much credit. Just keep pushing. Ooh. Keep moving forward. So thank you for that reminder. That was for parents and adults alike, if you didn't
that
have children. So.
Baby. Yes, it was.
Oh, man. You helped a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of relationships.
Yeah. And families, too. You know, I'm just going to be real. Today I just witnessed some family stuff happen, and I was like, look, I need somebody to come talk to this young person and help her get straight. Because we got to watch our words. They can cut like knives. We can't just be saying what we think, you know.
No.
But no, words hurt. They do. And sometimes people, we just think that it's just the physical. We got to be careful what we say and what we do. Nobody, you know, we're all responsible for our words and our actions. So serious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
Well, we have reached the end of our show. Wah, wah. That game show, you know, we used to have that. Sorry. Yeah. Remember to tune in to the E-Man after show at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows through the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio.
Listen, we would love to hear from you. We want to hear your opinions, your thoughts, what you want. Go to our social media, our Instagram page, and click on our link tree and fill out our website because we are here for you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Really Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us what you're doing to live your life intentionally. Also, we know that Mother's Day is coming up. So we want you to stay tuned to our social media because we're going to be posting some things for that as well. Also, check out the Brand New Day website at www.brandnewdayemily.com and also check out rearingroyalty.com. There's some cool items. Get your merch, get your book on that website.
Thank you. Yes. So let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was You Are an Overcomer. Our Renewed Heart segment was You Can Win with Patience and Self-Control. Our Live Smart segment was Be Fast. Our Fearless Family segment was Think Before You Speak.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we are in the first day of the fifth month. This is your month of grace, oh God, your month of grace. Thank you for your grace, oh God. We ask you, oh God, that we abide in your grace and we don't take advantage of your grace, but we take full opportunity of your grace and relish in it, your unmerited favor. We didn't deserve it, but you gave it to us in spite of ourselves. And so, God, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. God, we ask you as we go throughout this week that you would order our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, oh God. And God, we disclaim victory. We decree and declare that we are overcomers. We decree. Oh, God, help us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit even the more. God, bridle our tongues. Season our words with salt, God, that we would say things that are edifying and building up and not tearing down, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for covering us in your blood. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we would like to leave you with a motivating quote from Pastor Tore Roberts. When you find it hard to fit in, consider, maybe you were born to stand out.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Let's end this thing with a wonderful attitude of gratitude. Here's Bishop Marvin Sapp with thank you for it all. Thank you for it all, because we couldn't do it without you. Be blessed. Have a great week.
All right. Peace out.
You brought me through,
and everything.
when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the cause of all that you brought me through. Everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for